Hello everyone, this is Eye of the Storm, a Wild Storm comics fan podcast, episode 2.
Alright cats, let's get wild!
I wanna say thanks and shake your hand.
Before we start, I'd like to give a thank you to David Price of MarvelNoise.com and Derek Coward from Comic Book Noise. I'm just starting in podcasting and they've given me some great advice, which I'm trying to utilize in this very show right now.
I thank you.
Little show rundown before we start. I start off with a Black History Month tribute with my favorite Black Wildstorm superheroes, followed by a new segment called Wild Shots, where I review Wildstorm comic books, followed by a short forecast, followed by another new segment called Storm Chasers, and finished off with another new segment called Almanac.
Wild.
I still have a dream.
Yes.
It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day,
yes,
this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream.
You just heard the late, great Martin Luther King Jr. It's February, so that means it's Black History Month. So I figured in honor of the month, we'll talk about some of my favorite Black superheroes from the Wildstorm universe. One of my favorite Black Wildstorm superheroes is Jackson King, formerly known as Battalion. He's one of my favorites because besides having such cool powers and such a great look, he has this very rich history in the Wildstorm universe, especially with Stormwatch. At first, he was part of Stormwatch. Then he became the Weatherman, which is basically the leader of Stormwatch. And then after that didn't work out, he became the leader of his own team called the Monarchy, which was kind of the opposite of the Authority. You know, Authority had those big movie scene battles, while the Monarchy was more like a covert type team compared to the Authority. And then now, right now, he's the leader of Stormwatch PhD. As for his powers, King has natural telepathic and telekinetic abilities, which were amplified when he wears a special suit of armor, which would shoot through these guns which were connected to that armor, which he doesn't really wear anymore. But if you've been reading Authority Prime, he's got a new suit of armor, which is working apparently well, because in issue 2, he uses his telepathic power to control the Doctor and Jenny Quantum, which are two characters that can do basically anything they want to do. And he uses his telepathic power to basically have them fight each other. As for his look, King, when he was drawn by Brian Hitch during the Warren Ellis Stormwatch series, he looked kind of like that guy from Spencer for Hire. Or that same guy from Star Trek Deep Space Nine. But currently in Stormwatch PhD, by basically whatever artist has drawn him, is drawing him like Lawrence Fishburne in The Matrix. He looks like Morpheus from The Matrix. Another one of my favorite Black Wildstorm superheroes is Sheriff Thomasina Lindo, who's the sheriff of a quaint little town called Tranquility. Tranquility is a planned community for former superheroes so they can retire in peace. Sheriff Lindo doesn't have any powers, but she is the granddaughter of a African-American superhero called the Black Lighter. My favorite thing about her is that she's the sheriff of this town filled with retired superheroes with all these powers that they still have. And you still have this feeling that she's the one protecting them. And last but not least is NYPD officer John Duran, also member of Stormwatch PhD. Officer John Duran is a policeman who was chosen by Jackson King to lead the PhD team, basically because he's a great tactical mind, which he demonstrated in battle. The reason why I like him so much is because he's us. He's the cop on the corner. You know, he's the first responder. He has no powers, yet he could take down a supervillain or two. And it's kind of rare to see an actual hero, like a cop, be a superhero in a comic book, instead of just some side character in the background that some superhero talks to or gets information from. That's all I'm going to cover for now. But keep in mind that Wildstorm is very rich in the diversity of their characters, so there's plenty more you can add to this list. This is a new segment I like to call Wild Shots. Basically, I just give short reviews and comments about Wildstorm comic books that come out, either in the past or the present, whatever suits my fancy. The first shot comes from DC Comics. The title is Countdown Presents The Search for Ray Palmer, Wildstorm. The writer is Ron Mars. The artists are Angel Unzueta, I think, Oliver Gnome, Richard Friend, Salem Crawford, Trevor Scott, and Alan Pasalacqua. Ron Mars does an excellent job in featuring all the main characters of the Wildstorm universe in this one-shot special that ties into the countdown to Final Crisis by DC Comics. And you don't even need to know most of these characters to understand what's going on in this issue. What really makes this special great is the moment when the challengers, which consist of Jason Todd, Kyle Rayner, Green Lantern, Donna Troy, and a monitor named Bob, meet Midnighter and the Authority. As the challengers interrogate a supervillain they found in the Wildstorm universe, they get interrupted by the Midnighter as he shoves his way past Jason Todd and Kyle Rayner. And if you know the Midnighter, you could assume what happens next. The Midnighter takes out his battle staff and then proceeds into lobbing the head off the supervillain. The looks on the challengers' faces is priceless as they watch this happen. And it is at this moment you know the difference between the Wildstorm universe and the DC universe. After that, the authorities show up and the authority and the challengers have a battle. Pretty impressive battle at that. And basically the only thing that really saves the challengers is Mr. Majestic, a Wildstorm character. This was a great countdown tie-in and was a great Wildstorm primer for those DC fans who don't read Wildstorm. It was easy to get into and it lets you know the main characters of the Wildstorm universe. It gives you a little taste and leaves you wanting more. Forecast, that's what's in your forecast. Lyrical blast that's approaching critical mass. Forecast, that's what's in your forecast. J-Dox the Black Spider coming for that ass. Forecast, that's what's in your forecast. Lyrical blast that's approaching critical mass. Forecast, that's what's in your forecast. J-Dox, this is the forecast. This is my attempt to bring you up to date on news and upcomings of the Wildstorm universe. This forecast is going to be a short one. For Wetworks fans, I'm sorry to say, but it's been official. Wetworks has been canceled as of issue 15. But they still have huge plans for the Wildstorm universe in 08. So that would most likely include the Wetworks characters. So expect to most likely see them in Wildstorm Revelations. Also, you'll probably see them in The Number of the Beast. Also keep an eye out for the Wildstorm Armageddon collection. Speaking of Number of the Beast, If you read the solicitation, you know it features a superhero team called the Paladins, which we've never heard of before. According to Scott Beatty in an interview, he reveals that the Paladins represent the golden age of the Wildstorm universe.
That's what's in your forecast. That's what's in your forecast. Lyrical glass that's approaching critical mass. Forecast. That's what's in your forecast. J-Dox, the Black Spider coming.
Which leads me into my new segment called Storm Chasers. Basically, this is where I tell you my predictions or what I see coming in the future for Wildstorm. Okay, we have Wildstorm Armageddon, Wildstorm Revelations is going on right now, and we have Number of the Beast coming up in the future. We also have DC Wildstorm Dream War coming up. Basically, what I see happening is that all these events is going to somehow tie into Final Crisis or the end of Countdown to Final Crisis, one or the other. Why do I think this? Because Monarch is Captain Atom. If you remember a couple years back, they had a Captain Atom miniseries where he visited the Wildstorm universe, and the name of that series was Captain Atom Armageddon. Plus, all we really know about the future we saw in Wildstorm Armageddon is that all of a sudden there were more post-humans than they ever really realized existed. Some known, some unfamiliar, some half-remembered, others long forgotten, all appearing at once, seemingly from nowhere. Who could have brought that many post-humans? Monarch has the power to travel from one universe to the other universe. And he's building an army as we speak of post-humans. Plus, in interviews, they keep referring to Number of the Beast to be a final conflict. Final crisis, final conflict. Also, Wildstorm is part of DCU's multiverse. They're Earth 50. So if they're doing anything, Wildstorm is going to be involved with it. A new segment I like to call the Almanac. Basically, I just go over the solicitations for Wildstorm Comics so you know what to expect in the coming months. This month's Almanac is for the April releases. First up is a miniseries that I'm really looking forward to. DC Wildstorm Dream War, written by Keith Giffen, art by Lee Garbett and Trevor Scott, cover by Mike McCone, variant cover by Lee Garbett, The Midnighter and Grifter, Zealot and Deathblow, Superman and Wonder Woman, and this landmark miniseries by writer Keith Giffen and Lee Garbett and Trevor Scott, the Earth is being torn apart. So when DC Universe heroes begin appearing in the Wildstorm universe, it seems at first they might be the answer to all their problems, till it becomes clear that they might be the reason for all their problems. And the Justice League of America doesn't know how they got here or how to get back. Also coming out in April is Ex Machina Deluxe Edition Volume 1 Hardcover, Ex Machina number 36, Secret History of the Authority, Jack Hawksmoor, number 2. And another thing that I'm really interested in is The Number of the Beast, issues 1 and 2, written by Scott Beatty, art and cover by Chris Sprouse and Carl Story, variant covers by Doug Mank and Brandon Bordeaux. I'm sorry, I think I just murdered his name. The solicitation reads, following on the heels of Wildstorm Armageddon and Revelations, writer Scott Beatty and artist Chris Sprouse and Carl Story bring a harrowing creative vision to the Wildstorm universe. And when they're done with it, will anything be left standing? The Paladins, Wildstorm's seminal superhuman heroes, find their days start like any other. capturing arc criminals, thwarting alien invaders, and helping little old ladies navigate crosstown traffic, all before coffee at their favorite diner. But when events in the city begin to escalate in strange, deadly directions, all signs and omens point to the end of days. The apocalypse has begun. And how could the Wasome universe stand on the brink of Armageddon? Why aren't the all-seeing authority watching over things? Where is Mighty Majestic to save the day? Wouldn't the Wildcats put an end to any final conflict before it began? And how does a long-forgotten face from Wildstorm's troubled past hold all the answers to preventing a nightmarish future of biblical proportions? Moving on, we have Gen 13, number 19, The Program, number 10. Another series I like to read is The Midnighter, number 18, written by Keith Giffen, art by Lee Garbett and Rick Burchett, cover by Garbett and Trevor Scott. The solicitation reads, assassinate the world's deadliest hitman and genetic chameleon has defeated the Midnighter and taken over his identity. Next stop, the carrier and the rest of the authority and the actual target of his assignment. Continuing, we have Welcome to Tranquility, Volume 2, trade paperback. Tom Strong, Book 6, trade paperback. Friday the 13th, Abuser and the Abused, Issue 1. Written by Joshua Hale Falkoff. Art by Andy B. And another series I'm looking forward to is New Dynamics, Number 2. Written by Alan Warner. Art and cover by J.J. Kirby. Variant cover by Jim Lee. Also, another series I'm looking forward to is Supernatural Rising Sun, Number 1. Written by Peter Johnson and Rebecca Dissertine. Art by Diego Almos. Cover by Ben Oliver. Variant cover by Dustin. My apologies if I mess up this name. Nguyen. Heroes Soft Cover and World of Worldcraft, Number 6. Okay, that's it for the almanac this month. So remember to bring your umbrella, because it's going to be stormy. Okay, that's it for this show. Thank you for listening. If you have any feedback, any advice, please let me know. Send me an email at eyeofthestormpc@gmail.com or frankiedejesus@gmail.com. If there's anything you'd like to talk about, any other series you read, I'll be happy to talk about it on the air here.